Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I told there'd be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Hello, hello. What's up, Smith?
I'm Smith, that's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Makers Podcast. This is Wager Maker Podcast number 20. Hard to believe, Webb, 20 episodes so far.
20 and climbing, man. 20 and climbing.
Crazy, crazy. So don't forget, you can listen to us anywhere you listen to a podcast, iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Also, you can check out all our picks on sportswatchmonitor.com. We got baseball, we got NBA, we got hockey, we got all the picks on there. And don't forget, Devin Weber has something to say if you want to listen to us on YouTube.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Devin. Don't forget to do that. Listen to what she says.
That's right. Please. Do me a favor.
Listen to some shit. Check the bell. Hit the bell. Hit the like. Subscribe. All that.
That's right. Thumbs up.
All right. So, Webb, we had a couple NBA games last night. We got Appel started. Obviously, a little bit of a letdown since Zion was not with the team. But I think it's kind of what we expected. They're young. They're inexperienced. But they're playing hard. They're exciting. I'm looking forward to the season this year.
I think you're going to see a lot of what you saw last night, some competitive play that kind of comes up short in the end there. You know, like the veteran teams met him out in the end. But, you know, they were competitive the entire game. But I did see Ingram scored some points. But what did he take, 19 shots or something like that? It took him 19 shots to score 25 points or whatever it was. And then Drew Holiday took a bunch of shots, too. So I think between the two of them, they took 35 shots. So I don't know how they're going to figure that out moving forward. They got to kind of break that up a little bit, I think.
Right. That's what happens in the NBA a lot of times. You know, you go game all game long. You play with a lot of effort. But man, almost all the NBA games come down to those last couple of minutes. And it's like, who are you going to go to in those last couple of minutes? If you got the guys to go to, you're in good shape. If you don't, you know, and obviously they're still trying to find themselves, and it'll be a process for sure. But you got to see, who do you go to? J.J. Redick was red hot. I think this team was fun to watch. You know, Holiday and Ball, and obviously you mentioned Ingram. He's athletic. He can really score. But like you said, a lot of shots. I like the kid Villanova, Hart from Villanova. Hart.
Yeah, that's good. That was a good pickup, I thought.
Yep. So we'll see what happens when Zion's back. But that's going to be a while. They're going to have to learn to win some games. But obviously they came out, played hard. I was proud of them. They're going to be exciting to watch. And then we go over to the.
You're proud of them, the Pelicans for game one. Seriously,
I'm proud of them. Look, you called me a homer last week. You called me a homer last week because I wanted to take Tulane.
Now you're proud of the Pelicans after game one. Cool, good, nice. What about game two? Are you going to be crying after game two?
They played hard. I think this is going to be a fun team to watch. This is going to be. I'm proud of them. You called me a homer last week because I like this. But all I got to say is we got the best team in the NFL and the best team in college football is down here right now. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
We'll find out next week when Bama comes to town or you go to Bama. That's next week, right? Week from
Saturday. Well, we got Auburn. We got to take care of Auburn first, but we should be able to do that. And then
I think so.
The Saints are playing as good as anybody in the NFL.
Saints are never going to lose another game again. They can't. I don't know what. That doesn't matter. They're never going to lose. They can do no wrong.
It's ever since my pep talk, really. That's what I think did it.
I'm waiting to see you on the sideline or up in the box. Mrs. Benson, whatever she is, or Loomis, Sean Payton. Somebody's got to reach out.
For real. When am I going to get the accolades that I deserve? You know, we talked about that last.
I'm waiting.
The Pope chimed in one time, and they're like, oh, we couldn't lose because of the Pope. I've been on this for 7 weeks.
You were the first one. That's right. You were leading the march. You were leading the Saints to come marching in.
I got the fans, everybody going. All of a sudden, Lattimore's playing ball, Bridgewater, everybody.
Get right up, yep.
Shit, but you know, you did the same thing for your Cowboys last week. We had different approaches. You know, mine was a little more rah-rah, you know, like real positive reinforcement. You just basically came out and said, Cowboys, you suck. You better get better. And sure enough, they came out and whooped some ass on the Eagles.
Yeah, a little tough love once in a while. You know, you gotta shake the crib sometimes, man. You gotta rattle some cages to get them going. It seemed like it worked, but we'll see. It's still a work in progress, big
man.
Man,
the fucking Cowboys. I had a little thing. I was watching the Cowboys game. Obviously, we took the Eagles and the under. The under came in, I guess, barely, I think. And we took the Eagles and stupid ass Ty Lewis and Garjul's Eagles. I'm gonna blame that every time. We pick them to win, they lose. When we pick them to lose, they win. But the Cowboys came like. The shit in the NFL sometimes that happens that pisses me off, and this is one of them, is the Zeke, right? So I think he was like 8 or 9 yards short of 100 yards late in the game. The game was out of control points-wise and stuff. He was like 9 yards short of 100 yards. So they give Zeke the ball. He goes over his 100 yards. He gets up, and he does that feed me thing. You know, feed me, right?
Yeah.
And then he waves to the sideline. To come out. What's he got over 100 yards. He gets up, says, I thought feed me, man. Keep giving me the ball.
He's like, and then he gave him the high sign. Yep, ran off the field.
Yeah, I'm out. Tap on the head. I'm out.
Right. And then Pollard comes out. Now Pollard's got to take a beating, running into the, you know, right, running four dives into the biggest guys on the field for the next, you know, 90 seconds.
Right.
He's going to get pummeled.
No reason. Like, it's a big deal. He got 91 yards or 100, 102. And he come out, feed me, but get me out of the game.
Right. I think he got 11 on like the last carry, went to 105 yards and got out of there.
Right. So something else I saw, man, I didn't, we talked some shit about Philip Rivers last week, Webb. And so I thought surely, so we picked against him this week. So I thought we were talking about how, you know, all he does is talk shit and he loses and he sucks and all this shit.
True.
And all he does is talk shit, right? So I was in Tennessee last week, so I had an opportunity to watch the Tennessee against the Chargers game last week. And we took Tennessee. And so what I texted you right towards the end, it looked like Philip Rivers threw a touchdown pass that was going to put him over and win the game. So I texted you. I'm like, oh, this fucking Philip Rivers, he fucking must have heard us talking shit about him last week. He just screwed us, right? He just screwed us. Game over. They were instead of kicking a field goal, they were down by three. They were going to get the touchdown. Well, it turns out they reviewed the play and the receiver was down just outside, just around the 1 yard line, inside the one, right? So they review it, they overturn it, they move him back to the one. Still like, oh, well, they're going in.
Right.
So they hand it to Melvin Gordon. Hand it to Melvin Gordon, in, touchdown, right? So I'm like, yeah, well, it doesn't matter. He's going to screw us, right? So they review it again. They review it again and put it back. Might have put it back to, you know, it's not even a half yard. It was like 6 inches away. Certainly, I'm like, man, they're going to quarterback sneak this shit and just win. And then Philip Rivers is going to get a rushing touchdown to beat us.
Right.
You know, he's gonna get up and talk shit and spike the ball.
Right
in our fucking face. Right in our face.
Yeah.
So they hand it to Melvin Gordon again, and he fumbles. And we get off the hook, right? Tennessee wins. They fumbled in the end zone. That was it. They had two plays that they thought were touchdowns. But I look back, I saw somebody online said something like, Philip Rivers refuses to do quarterback sneaks. Do you ever hear this before?
What? No.
It's a thing. So maybe. I looked it up. So it's a thing with Philip Rivers refuses to do quarterback sneaks. Okay. He's 6'5" of shit talking asshole, and he doesn't do quarterback sneaks, right?
With 95 kids.
Since 2015, Webb, he's had one quarterback sneak. One.
Wow, that's mind blowing.
In the same amount of time. Okay, so I went to this. This is research. Listen, the Wager Makers research. Don't fucking say we don't. Ready? So I went to this. I went to this sharpfootballanalysis.com. Since 2015, when there's 1 to 3 yards to go, quarterbacks on quarterback sneaks convert at 78% of the time. Okay? So in that amount of time, it's been 64 games. Philip Rivers has done one quarterback sneak.
I think Prescott did two or three in the Eagles game.
Dude, all you do is see Tom Brady and Drew Brees doing quarterback sneaks all day fucking long. Every time it's a short yard, they line up and do it. Tom Brady, in that same amount of time, has done 38 quarterback sneaks.
Unbelievable.
For a conversion rate of 84%.
Hey, yeah, that's what I would have guessed. Yeah, eight out of ten at least.
Right. So I mean, this dude runs around talking shit, 6'5", and doesn't even put his head in him. They could have won. That was the difference between a win and a loss.
Just lean forward, take the snap, and fall forward.
I saw that, and I knew the dude was gonna beat our ass because we were talking shit about him last week, and we took Tennessee, and sure enough. Philip Rivers, soft ass, big ass, won't get to put his head in the mix.
Cut Country bumpkin ass.
Country bumpkin ass. Exactly right. Talking shit.
Yep. The whole time.
All right. So I just thought I just want you guys to know. Look, we researched this shit. I couldn't believe it because I was like, he's gonna quarterback sneak this, and he didn't. And then sure enough, something popped up on Facebook or online, Twitter, something like that. I was like, let me look into this. Let me see what's going on.
I've never heard that. That's unbelievable. So how are you gonna tell the guys, Dad? Then I don't do that.
The sharpfootballanalysis.com, there's like an article, and it's like a lot of times, like even if they have it on, he might audible to something else. Right, or do something different. Right, you know what I mean? Like whatever the reason is, he gets out of that shit. You know what I mean? Right. He gets out of it. What a big
unbelievable.
Wuss. Speaking of big wusses, there was another NBA game last night that we can talk about. We had the battle for Los Angeles last night.
So who's the wuss here? I'm curious. I know you're it can't be AD. He had a pretty good game, right?
LB?
No, AD.
No, he's LB.
LeBron's bitch?
Yeah, that's LeBron's bitch.
I like that.
Yeah, that's how I know him as. That's LeBron's bitch. And he lost by 10. They lost by 10 to the Paul George-less Clippers.
Paul George-less Clippers, correct. Yep.
The battle for
LA. When they went to the bench, man, they got that bench whooped up on the Lakers. When they went to game time for the subs, they got smoked.
Yeah, yep. I forget. I saw the stat today that the bench scoring was ridiculous.
Yep.
But, I mean, LeBron.
He took 21 shots to score 25 points. 8 of 21 to Antonio Davis.
LB.
Danny Green, my man from Carolina, took 14 shots to get to 28, 7 from 9 from deep.
Man, he was sticking threes. He was sticking threes. If it wasn't for him, they might have lost by 20.
Yeah, 28 points. Look at that. Jared Dudley's a joke. The dude's, he's got to eat cupcakes at halftime. He's the fucking fattest player in the NBA.
And AD, they got him stuck down in a post. Like, that's just not really his game. He hates that shit. Right.
You don't want to play center.
Right. Well, every time I'm watching, LeBron's dribbling the ball. AD's got his back to the thing. You can call yourself a forward all day long. If you're in the block with your back to the fucking goal, you're the fucking center.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't pull him out, because he is better in the open court, and pull him out and just run pick and roll with him and LeBron all day long. But I love seeing them lose, man. I can't stand them assholes now. And I used to not mind LeBron.
Was 50-something. I want to say 53, 54 and a half, something like that. I mean, that's a lot of games. I think the highest one was I took Milwaukee, 56 and a half over in wins this year.
Yeah, they're going to be tough in the East. Tough to beat in the East.
It's no, I mean, they straight that. What's the Celtics and the Sixers are playing now? Like I was tight, but it's going to be that. There's, I mean, it's going to be the Sixers and the Bucks, and then they're. And how's Kyrie? How's that feel for Kyrie? He leaves, and now they're supposed to be better than they were last year. The Celtics,
right?
He went to fucking Duke. That's why.
I love seeing them lose. And then LeBron today said, listen, this isn't really a rivalry. You know, listen, dude, you're on the primetime opening night game of the season. You play in the same building. It was the big talk all year long was one team's got Kyrie, one team's got AD. You know, like that. It's as big a rivalry as there is right now.
And not for Kwame. He tried to recruit Kwame. Kwame said no.
Right. And then he came out and whooped his ass.
Yeah, sure, he played well, too.
Dude, he's awesome. You know, I mean, look, LeBron's not in his prime, and Kwame is.
No.
You know what I mean? Kyrie is.
Well, Kwame, I mean, he plays defense, pass the ball, rebounds, shoots. Best player in the NBA right now, probably, without KD.
Kawhi. Who the fuck am Kawhi?
Kawhi, right.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're talking about him. I think we're both saying the wrong names. I am.
Right. Well, I'm saying Kyrie. For the Celtics, and he left the Celtics, and the Celtics are supposed to get better. Right. They're supposed to finish better than they did last year.
Kawhi, Kyrie, Karami.
Right.
You know who you're talking about. Whatever. The guy in the Clippers. Badass.
Yeah. Who won it for Toronto last year.
Right. Yep. So, I love seeing the Lakers lose, man. I hope they have a long, tumultuous season. You know, AD's going to do his thing. He's going to miss half the year with little injuries here and there. Same with LeBron. Same shit. And then, you know, it's going to be an uproar. And for him to come out and say, oh, it's not a rivalry. It's not that big a deal. Dude, that's the primetime game. Your primetime game. You're coming out. Everybody thinks you're the shit. Right. You recruit our guy. You recruit our guy.
You don't make the playoffs again. Right. Not a big deal.
Right. What's AD going to say? Looks like I can't win with these guys. AD's going to say, I can't win with these guys.
Should have went to New York. Fuck, guys. They'll play half a season. Not working. He's going to be like the dudes on Houston, the kids on Houston. Redshirt me. I'll play three games. I'll come back next year.
So we got picks. We got picks tonight. Who we took? We took Orlando, and we took
the Magic and somebody later. Utah.
Right. Don't forget, listen, on Instagram every day, we have our daily picks with the baseball. Now it's NBA, even hockey. We had the Sabres last night on the money line. They won in overtime. That was a big win for us.
Baby. That was a good game. They were down 2-0 real quick. I was like, oh. And they came back.
Yep. So check out our Instagram page and look us up, the Wager Makers Podcast on Instagram. And
that Orlando game, it looks like we pushed, I believe. What we lay there? 85. They won by 9. I think we pushed. Was it 9?
I got to find.
It was 9. And then we got Utah to up by 7. That's way early.
Bad news. We had 9.5.
All right. Got to buy it. Got to buy it.
Well, they can't do that on this website we use for the Sports Watch Monitor. When you're at home, when you're playing at home for fun, for entertainment purposes only.
That's right. We pushed. In my book, that's a push. I don't care.
All right. So tonight we got the over in the Astros in baseball. So they jumped out 4 runs. 4 runs were scored in the first inning. So hopefully these guys don't settle in too much.
They do it to us every time. Right. Every time. Bottom of top of the fourth, right? All right. We got to get
Start scoring more runs. We need Astros to score 2 runs. If they do that, we can't lose both.
That's it. Yep.
Guaranteed a split.
And then we'll finish. We'll be top of the heap in MLB handicap.
Yeah, right now we're number 10 in MLB playoffs. So let's move it on up. We got to win these 2 games tonight, and we'll be right by the top. Got to get by the top.
Yeah.
So looking at college football this week, Webb. Last week we went 7-4. We had a solid weekend. We went 4-4 in the NFL after we won the Pats. That was like the easiest game of the year, was the Patriots minus 10.
I could, by the time I sat down, it was 17-0. I'm like, fuck it. I'll just watch, Walking Dead.
We didn't even talk about that last week. We both sat down and said, well, who do you like Monday night? Pats. Easy.
That's right.
You know, we wouldn't even talk about it.
Check.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good. We're on agreement on Monday night. So, but we had in college, we had Pitt, Florida, Auburn. Those were all good plays. Michigan held on, getting 9 points from Penn State. We had Ohio State, man. They just blow out everybody. We had USC.
They are good.
Yeah. Even if you listened last week, you probably might have got a few extra wins that we talked each other out of. I like BC, and Weber like Minnesota and Virginia. And those teams all covered, but we didn't have them on our thing there. We lost on Stanford, Texas, and Kansas. They gave Texas all they could handle last week. Miles.
Unbelievable. And Cal too, man. I don't know what happened. It's a different team. I don't know what happened there.
They must have. Did they lose 8 quarterbacks or what's their deal? Because
that's what I'm saying, right? And they're getting a whole bunch of points this week. I don't know.
Well, I'm not betting them this week. They obviously something happened to them. I don't know what happened.
Right. They got hit by a bus.
They were really good early in the season. They must have had quarterback issues or injuries or something like that. I guess
that's research trash. That.
I guess we should probably research.
Don't say
that.
Nothing. Don't say that. No, they're the same team. Nothing happened.
Yeah, the hidden quarterback. Like we can't do a little like pop right. on something for 2 seconds and
preview. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So and then since we talked last, obviously. Houston and Washington made it to the World Series. That fucking Altuve knocked my Yankees out with that big home run late. The Yankees came back and scored 2 runs in the top of the ninth. And Altuve, man, he's like the midget, mighty midget. I don't know if you probably can't say that. He's like midget, little person. He's like a mighty little person. Yeah, but he is a badass hitting motherfucker. And
they are scary on paper. Like, damn.
But I'm gonna tell you, the Nationals are raking. Nationals are raking
too. I'm happy for them. I like they got hot at the right time. So listen, we took them. We had to. The value on that. You put both teams on paper. Obviously, you're gonna like the lineup of the Astros better. But I'll go with Scherzer, Strasburg, and then Corbin, and then they even got Sanchez as the four against anybody. And then what's gonna happen now if Verlander loses tonight, and you got to go with Greinke, and you're down 0-2, going back to Washington for Friday, Saturday, Sunday against you got Corbin and then Sanchez, and then Sunday they're gonna come back with Scherzer, who's probably a little bit pissed off at home. Even if they, even if they get out of there 3-2, Houston's got to win 2 back there. So it's gonna be just a big, big game.
Because they already got the Cole, and then they already beat Cole.
Right. If they beat Cole and Verlander, I mean, that's right. once. That's it.
Right. And because that Scherzer, man, he's such a scrappy fucking dude, man. He comes out, he gave up a couple runs early, and man, every inning he was battled. Every inning he was in trouble. And sure enough, he left the game after five, up 5-2.
Yep. Just fighting and crawling, everything. Yeah, he's tough. But right. I mean, Verlander's the same way.
Yeah, no doubt. So,
and then, man, I'm excited.
You know, so we had that Pats Jets game Monday night that helped us get this week's Monday night game. We got the Dolphins. And, dude, what happened to Monday night football?
I don't understand. Yeah, I was like the highlight almost of my life when I was a kid. Dun, 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 dun.
Highlight of the week, the biggest game, your biggest game, everything. This is the last bunch of games on Monday Night Football is this. So we got the Steelers and the Dolphins, the Patriots and the Jets, the Lions and Packers. That's a typical good line. I'll even give them that one.
Yep, that was a decent one.
The Browns, where do they get these games from? The Browns and the Niners, the AFC versus NFC shit. Bengals and Steelers, other years that would probably be okay. The Bears and the Skins, I don't know. And then the Browns and the Jets. The Jets and the Browns have both been on Monday Night Football twice already.
Twice. The Jets, how about the dude was mic'd up, said he was hearing ghosts. You see that?
Yeah. Right. And the whole thing with mic'ing him up is it's all done by the NFL and done for the networks. You're not supposed to make the guy look like an asshole.
Well, you edit this show. They NFL couldn't edit the kid. Come on, man.
Right. Well, that's just what it's supposed to do. Like, they don't put out the shit live. They make sure it's not something stupid. I guess they thought, well, Halloween, he's talking about ghosts. This would be some funny shit.
No.
Yeah. Ask the Jets to mic him up again. See how that goes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Go to the Jets PR guy. So we're gonna mark with Mike Darnold up this week.
Okay. I'm seeing ghosts. They said, oh, you seeing ghosts? Well, stop throwing it to him.
You better run.
Four turnovers. They're not friendly ghosts.
It's not Casper, motherfucker.
So we won't talk much more about the Jets. Nick Perrone asked us on Twitter not to talk about the Jets this week. I think he knew it probably was coming, but we didn't. That's pretty light. How can you talk about it? It's like talking about a little special kid or something. That's the Jets. That's the Jets.
Right.
All right. This week we got the Saints. Saints have a little controversy down here now. It's the Breeze versus Bridgewater deal. You got these people, man. They probably the same dudes 5 weeks ago that said Bridgewater is the worst quarterback in the NFL. Get him the hell out of here. Even though he won games without pretty stats. Now they're like, listen, Breeze should take a little extra time. Breeze should take a little extra time to come back. Listen, this is the NFL, man. If you're ready to play, you play. That's the way it goes. If you're Drew Brees.
16 game schedule. 16 games.
You ain't got 82 games. You don't have 162 in baseball. It's 16 games. And look, if one thing we've seen this year, as much as any year in the last 5-10 years, is any team can win. Arizona can show up here Sunday and win.
The NFL wanted parity. It's a week to week. You don't have any idea. Look how the Jets beat the Cowboys soundly. They played pretty good that other week before, and then they just came out and just looked inept.
Just the opposite with the Cowboys. The Cowboys come out Sunday and look great.
Exactly. That's even a better example. Yeah, they beat the quality team. So it's crazy.
And then
the same people that were wearing the referees jerseys.
right. I might have to get another pep talk going. But look, nothing against Bridgewater. The dude stepped up just like I told him to.
He made himself a ton of money. What did he?
He's going to be the highest commodity.
He'll gladly take that clipboard. I'll collect my $15 million in season starting next year, minimally.
That's called quitting while you're ahead.
Yeah, no matter where he played. He might even stay where he's at. He wouldn't even have to move.
No, but he's going to make $15 minimum regardless.
Easy.
Maybe 20. He might make 20.
Maybe. You're right. Maybe.
So, to me, this Saints team is the best team in the NFL. I know New England is kicking people's asses, but New England's schedule so far is the Steelers, the Dolphins, the Jets twice, the Bills, the Skins, and the Giants has been the teams that New England
played the Jets twice already.
Yes.
Wow.
They beat them in New England and they beat them last night. The only team they played worth a damn was the Bills, and that was a pretty close game.
That was. Yeah. Bills are actually looking like they're for real too. I'm still waiting for them to.
I actually kind of like them this week, and that makes me scared because I'm sure the Todd Lewis and Garjul Eagles will screw me if I take the Bills this week.
Eagles, one way or the other. Yeah
they're going to Eagles. Right. Fucking Eagles.
Well, that's what's going to happen. You're going to think now the Eagles suck. They're going to fall out of the race, and they'll go up to Buffalo. It'll be all cold and windy and shit, and they'll beat the 5-1 Buffalo with a top three defense or whatever it is.
That's what I asked you earlier in the season. You know, whether you go with the eye test or whether you go with like solid fundamental betting, like a home dog and things like that. And I mean, I think in the NFL, that's just what you have to do. You can't even go by the eye test anymore because the eye test changes on you week to week. You know,
it is a week to week. Yeah, I mean, more than ever, it's crazy. It's crazy. You can't. Yeah. I mean, you can't even handicap. You can't even go by what you see from the week prior.
All right, well, let's get into it. What do you anything you want to talk about from last week yet, or you want to go right into looking at some games for this week coming up?
Where are we starting with
the college. We got a couple, only two night games this week. There's a game Thursday night and a game Friday night. SMU travels to Houston, and USC goes to Colorado, both laying a couple of touchdowns right around.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, SMU's 14 and 65 and a half. I cannot get behind Houston. I just can't do it. You can't have guys play three games and then fucking register. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't like it. So I'm going to go SMU. I would think SMU scores a ton of points. I like them. I'm going back to the Pony Express days. But I like SMU minus the 14. I don't think that Houston can stay with them. This is a vastly different Houston team that we saw that.
Right.
Well, the
quarterback decided to take the year off.
Right.
At 19 years old.
Right. Right. If he played a couple, it's not working out. I'll see you next. I'm gonna try it again next year. So I do like SMU, and they're playing for something. They scored a bunch of points, so they're gonna score, 30 something points. I'm thinking at least that should be enough to cover the 14. I like it. You know, don't go crazy. Just do something. Keep your Thursday night interesting.
Right, and then. So we were on USC last week. They covered good. They beat Arizona, whooped up on them. They seem to be catching their stride a little bit. But this could be one of those games. They go into Colorado laying 13.5, I think, is where it's at right now. This could be one of those danger spots. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. I mean, we're going to have to pick the game one way or the other. I'm looking at, we got 62 as a total. I'm thinking we can maybe stay under that. I love that kid Slovis. I think the name of the quarter, that true freshman for USC. And we've seen this happen. You know, Helton's losing his job. So I guess all the pressure was on at the beginning of the season. He gets his quarterback hurt. And then they lose a bunch of games or a couple games. And then Slovis comes in and plays well. Then he gets hurt. They lose again. Now he's back. And it seems like all the pressure's off. And now they're starting to play better. Tough. Colorado is one of these teams. They're going to get in the Garjul Eagles and Notre Dame realm, because no matter what we do with them, we think they're going to win a game at home and they shit the bed. Then they go on the road and they play well against us. So this game sucks pitting. I would go USC and then the under, kind of cover yourself. What do you think? You want Colorado?
Well, I was kind of thinking taking a home dog, but I don't have a big feel on either of those. I think USC is obviously playing better. I just can see this being like Colorado's Super Bowl. They started out good this season and they obviously have lost a lot of games in the last few weeks. And but I could see them really getting up for this Friday night game at home is really all I was.
I mean, it could be. I think it'll. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough game. I like the USC minus the 13. I'm just going with talent versus and a hot hand.
Like I say, I'm not in love with it. I have no problem. I'll go with USC. That's fine.
All right.
We'll do the under also.
What else you got for Saturday? What do you got written down?
All right. Written down. I think we go back with Texas. They're going to TCU and are minus 2 points. I think they bounced back from the tough. They got out of there with a win last week. They got out of there with a win against Kansas. It's not like they lost. I think they come back and look good this week.
I agree. That's fine. Yeah, buy that down to one. Just win the game, and that's fine. I got that too. I had that written down.
Okay. I'm looking at that Ohio State and Wisconsin, man. I know Wisconsin's good. But man, Ohio State is just whooping people's asses.
Really, Dan, it's, I mean, I don't know. But this is my fear. Somehow it always seems to kind of work out that the right four teams end up in the playoffs. So I don't know that if that means they're going to lose this game or not. What's the number? 14.5?
14.5.
And it's on the road, right?
No, I think Ohio State's is it at Wisconsin?
Hold on. Let me try to find it. If it's at home, that's totally different. Now, does Wisconsin come back and play better?
It's at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 14. I mean, I got no problem taking Ohio State in this game. minus the 14. They're good. The defense is good. They're making plays. I don't think they're going to lose. So right there, I don't know. A tough one.
All right. So other games I had. Let me ask you this. If the Rutgers Scarlet Knights are ever going to cover a game, will it be this week?
How can they be getting 7.5 points at home from Liberty? It's unbelievable to me that a team located in New Jersey, all the local talent that's getting poached, getting stolen from the Garden State at home against I don't know, Liberty's in Virginia. I don't know if it's as big as, there's more people on Bourbon Street right now that are going to fucking Liberty. And they're laying over a touchdown to a Big Ten school. It's unbelievable. It scares me. I don't know exactly what you're right. I agree with what you're saying, but someone knows something. Vegas is not doing this. Everyone's not jumping on this game. So, I got no problem taking the Scarlet Knights, but they are horrendous.
They're terrible, but I just feel like this is the ultimate disrespect. Just like this is a Big Ten team at home right. Catching a touchdown
right.
from Liberty.
Liberty, right.
But let's look at the scores looking at Liberty's schedule. I don't even know what some of these abbreviations are. ME, I guess that's Maine. Do they play Maine?
Could be.
New Mexico State, New Mexico, shit. Hampton, shit. And Buffalo. They beat all them. That's great. But
beat every one of those teams?
Yeah, they're 5-2.
Yeah.
But let me see. I think they played somebody decent. I'm looking at their whole schedule here. Oh, they lost. They lost to Syracuse and they lost to Louisiana. That's UL Lafayette. But they lost 35-14 to Louisiana. I mean, Rutgers, though, they're getting ass beat. But they're playing Minnesota.
Scored the past 3 weeks?
Who?
Rutgers.
The last 4 weeks, they've scored 14 total. They've scored 7 against Minnesota. They got They got shut out by the Hoosiers. They scored 7 against Maryland, and they got shut out against Michigan.
And Maryland's getting like 100 tomorrow or something. Saturday. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
All right. Well, we can wait. I just thought I'd bring that up because I knew you guys.
I missed that too. So Rutgers and Ohio. Are we taking Ohio State? We're gonna wait. Or we?
Yeah, I think take Ohio State. What the hell? I mean, they cover every week. If they don't, if they lose us one game, then
right.
Then,
they
great, we're 5-1.
They got enough equity built.
Exactly.
That's fine. Fine.
I'm looking at that Penn State Michigan State. That's your boys. You hate. I know you hate. You hate going. For or against Michigan State, there are screw-over teams.
But this is one of the things that I was talking about before. Penn State is not getting in the Final Four. They're not. It's just not going to happen. So they're going to lose one of these games here. And I don't know. I'm not saying it's definitely going to be this one, but 6 points on the road. Penn State's playing well. Their defense is good. What are you thinking?
Well, I was thinking Penn State, but we can all those things you just said, I agree with.
Right.
All the reasons why I would stay away.
All right. Well, let's see where we end up here. I'll write it down. Put that with the Rutgers game. All right.
All right. There's another big game, and that we're talking about the people up there, the Notre Dame and Michigan, and that's even. Michigan's playing at home. A lot of talk about whether Harbaugh's coming or going or staying or leaving. But man, I hate Notre Dame.
I don't know how he keeps his fucking job. Notre Dame -1 and -51. Both these teams, I don't really particularly like either one of them. I have no feel for this game whatsoever. I would love them to, be nothing final or something like that. Gun to my head, I guess. You know what? I actually may take Michigan in this one.
Yeah, I was leaning towards the home team in this one for not really much other than that they're at home.
Right.
I was also the only other one I have written down. I have Pitt. -5.5 over Miami. I feel like I've watched them a few times, and they're a solid team. We had them last week against Syracuse, I think it was, and they covered. But I've talked at length about how Syracuse stinks.
Right. Miami fell off a cliff, too. I was rooting for them, especially after that first Florida game, that first weekend, that first around the first podcast there. I was hoping that they'd be good. I was rooting for the coach, but they had a couple of quarterbacks. The quarterback that played that game didn't play last game. They got beat pretty bad this week. I mean, you're big on Pitt. I'm not going to argue with you if you want to lay Pitt -6. I think that's okay. It's at home.
What do you have any games written down off the top?
I got a couple.
All right, yeah, let's see
what you got. The one I like written down is Carolina -3.5 over Duke University, Tar Heels over Duke in Carolina. Duke's usually okay with that quarterback coach, whatever, but I think they're down. Mac Brown's got some good stuff working for Carolina, so it's in UNC. I like that. You buy it down to 3. I like the Tar Heels over Duke. Another one I saw, Army, 9.5 against San Jose up in West Point. A noon start for San Jose State. That's a long way to go. Army's that's a little funky kind of place to play. It's on the hill there, right on the water. Army was supposed to be good. I think they're having a shitty season compared to where they were supposed to be. It is a little bit of wood, but San Jose's really not too much. I had that one written down more toward that's like, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning start for them. I'm thinking about getting back on the UCF bandwagon. It's 10.5 at Temple. I know Temple's pretty tough. They do have a decent D. I got under 60 written down here, too, just based on I don't know how many points Temple's going to score. If they're going to win, it's going to be a close game, I think. It's a low-scoring game if Temple covers, so the Everett would cover us there. And then the other game, I was watching something, and someone made a lot of sense about Alabama under 55.5 against Arkansas.
Yeah, I think Tua's out this week. Is that correct?
He went
down last week.
Yeah, he's not playing at all. They're still laying like 31.5, but I think you can see them out hand the ball, just kind of get their stuff right to see if, because they got LSU next week, to see if Tua doesn't play, they kind of got to get this quarterback right to see what's going on. So I think it's going to be almost, I don't want to say practice, but this is going to be a different kind of game for Alabama.
Right. And Arkansas is not going to score. So either Alabama's going to score the whole 56 or not.
Right. I mean, you can look at like, you know, 28-10, 28-7, something like that. I like that. How about the others? What do you think?
I'm cool with UNC as long as you're telling me that's not your typical UNC Duke battle that you're going with your heart, not your head. I'm fine with that. But Duke's pretty good. Duke's a pretty good football team. But I'll go with you and UCF. I'm fine with going back. I like Army. They actually had those. They were almost got to the written down. And under Bama, I'm cool with that. So we add on North Carolina, Army, UCF, and under Bama to what we had already.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Is that right? I got 9.
9. Did we want to go with Michigan or no?
I would give us that. So, but we got Michigan, Penn State, and Rutgers. Which pick one?
Let's pick all 3.
Effective. All right, fuck it. Go ahead. Let's do it.
All right, Rutgers.
So Rutgers +7. We can buy that to 8.
Penn State.
On my end, State, I'll buy it to 6 over here, and then Michigan just plus the point. Or actually, to buy it to 1.5. Why not? They could lose by 1 again, but still take it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Is that how's that? Yeah, 12, right?
Yep, 12. I got SMU. I got USC. I got under 62 in USC. We got Texas. We got Ohio State, North Carolina, Army, UCF, Michigan, under Bama, Rutgers, and Penn State.
Yeah, but the other thing on there maybe would be under in that UFC Temple game, but that's fine. I'm good. We're good.
Okay. And we got another big game in college though this week. Obviously, is Auburn and LSU. Yeah. That's a tough number there. I think.
I could see it going either way. Again, this is one that kind of scares me for you as an LSU. I'm a closet LSU guy too. I would like to see them win this. 10.5 is kind of right there. I would think. I think it would teeter between 13-7, something like that. So the 10 is right there. LSU's playing well. They're one of these teams I think may be able to sneak into that 4-hole, depending how it plays out. I mean, there's no 330 if you want to do something. I don't know, man. That's tough. What's the total here?
No, we can wait. I was just bringing it up because that's probably one of the biggest games of the weekend. So I was just bringing it up, but I don't have a real feel. You know, obviously, if that was forced to,
I'd go under 59 there. That's a decent play, actually.
Man, I don't know. The team's been LSU's been scoring, man.
Yeah, but that's defensive line for Auburn is legit. I hear you, but that's they're both going to score.
We can go under LSU.
Yeah, I mean they're both.
At least we got a play in that.
Right.
All right. So that gives us a bunch.
It's all good. It's not like there's no defense being played.
That gives us 13.
Lucky 13, baby.
That's solid. All right,
cool.
That's solid.
All right. That is a solid. That's a nice.
That's a solid. Lucky 9-13.
Right there. 9-4 right there, no doubt.
Keep moving up. We're in the 60s. We started out in the 80s. We're in the 60s right now, so let's see if we can get it going.
Rocketing up the charts.
We could use a 11-2. All right. Now the NFL, man. NFL, man, it's so tough.
Difficult.
We start out on Thursday night. with another shit game with a team laying 16 points, but there's no, how do you take the Skins?
It's a shame. I mean, it's 80, you know, the only thing I was thinking, maybe, you know, all day goes off for 130 yards and two touchdowns or something, but the Redskins defense just sucks. I mean, Kirk Cousins, my feelings about him are well documented. 16 and a half. So that what you're looking at is you got to be up 24 points, something like that. That's what worries me. But I don't even know if the Skins are capable of a backdoor cover. At that point, Haskins is probably going to be in the game. You would think he would be in the game. You know, we always going to take these games. You're going to ask me, I'm going to tell you we're going to take the Vikings.
I know you don't like, but this is the one where your boy Cousins, even though I've been saying, hey, Cousins, they're 4-1 in their last five games, and he's played pretty damn good ever since they had a little dust up with Thielen and shit. And Washington, so we talked about Rutgers, how much they don't score. So Washington scored zero last week, but that was a mud bowl kind of thing. The week before they played Miami, and they won 17-16, so they put up 16 points that day. Then they lost 33-7. The week before that was the Giants. They lost 24-3. So they've got about 30 points in the last 4 weeks themselves.
Yeah,
so.
That Vikings defense is good. It's up there in the dome, whatever.
And this is a game where – what's up?
You can't take the Redskins. I'm leery of taking zero-win teams at this point or going against them because aside from maybe the Dolphins. But the Skins do have a win. I like the Vikings. I don't like the Vikings. I would take the Vikings.
Yeah, me too. And this is also a team that you know, they can be up 10 late, and Dalvin Cook can rip off a 40-yard touchdown and get you to
– Or, I mean, they could throw a pick six is not
– Absolutely. So hopefully this game is easier than we're making it out to be, but we'll go with the Vikings. Right. All right, I mentioned earlier that I like the Bills at home over the Eagles. I think they play good D, and they can get after Carson Wentz. I think his offensive line is the issue with that team. He runs for his life all game long. What do you think about that one?
I think it's a tough game. I don't know that the Bills are quite. I would make them what 7-6-1 or 7-1. That's what gives me some. I mean, this is a big week. Seems like I'm kind of saying this stuff all the time, but we're going to find out a lot about, I think, both teams this week. I don't know. It's not going to be hard to convince me to go against the Eagles. You want to go with the Bills? That's fine. Let's see what they're made of. I'll take the Bills -1.
There we go. All right. What games do you have circled this week going in?
All right, let me start here. First one I got here is the Lions -7 over the Giants. What's his name looks like? He's you don't hear him called Danny Dimes too much around these parts these past 4 weeks, thankfully, because someone's going to have an aneurysm. I think the Lions are actually decent. They're better than I gave them credit for coming in. Looks like Patricia may be a decent coach, one of the Belichick guys that maybe be able to do it. The Giants defense is horrendous. I think Stafford may be able to exploit that a little bit. And their defense is pretty good, surprisingly enough. And they got some secondaries okay. So I think maybe they can get a couple of turnovers from Jones as well. But they just traded their corner or their safety or something. And they said it sent shockwaves through the team. So I don't know if that's going to hurt them or not. But I like the Lions pretty good. Next one I got is the Texans -7 over the Raiders. The Raiders, I think, might have peaked there earlier in the year. They were talking about them maybe making the playoffs. That's not going to happen. Texans are good. I'm a big Deshaun Watson fan. It looks like they're trying to get their offensive line figured out. That Tunsil deal maybe starting to pay some dividends for them. I think they're a good team. I think their coach sucks, but I think they're a pretty good team. It's at home. They got a pretty tough schedule. It's played on the road a couple times, so I think they're happy to be home. I like that one. Another one I like a lot is the Colts -5.5 at home. The Broncos are ridiculously bad. I saw Cliff Harris is trying to get himself traded, the cornerback, one of the quality players they do have on defense. And that's all I have except for Monday night. Monday night, I'm actually going to laugh, but I think the Dolphins are going to cover the four.
I have no problem taking the Dolphins just because I don't understand what the Steelers have. I mean, they're 2-4. They're playing with the second string quarterback or the third string quarterback?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter.
I mean, how the hell did they come out? How the hell did they? That shows you how bad the Chargers are. They went to the Chargers the other night and won.
With the kid, that other kid, the third stringer. What is his name? I don't even know where he played. They were talking about where he played. Yeah, I like the Dolphins plus the 14. I don't. The Steelers have absolutely no one on the team. That this guy, like Juju Schuster, whatever his name, he ain't. He's nothing. He's a number two, number three receiver. Right? Right. It just shows you how good AB was, because that dude was putting up 1,000 yards next to him because they got no coverage.
I'll take the Dolphins. I got no problem with that. And even the other ones, I'm fine with. Right. Texans, Lions, Colts. We got to take the Sunday night game is a little more difficult. They got the Packers and Chiefs. With no Mahomes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Matt Moore. I mean, I'm a Packers fan. We talked about them early on. That's one of the kind of the preseason or pre-NFL season that we were kind of spot on. They were flying underneath the radar. As long as Rodgers, he's good, man. He is a magician back there. As long as he got along or didn't implode from dealing with the new coach, they were going to be real tough to beat. I think, let me see, what's the number there? What number you got there, Smith?
I think Green Bay is on the road laying 4.
Oh, man, that's tough. I am not an Andy Reid fan either. I mean, gun to my head, I'll go Green Bay.
I mean, no Mahomes. How good are the Chiefs going to be without him? That's the question. I don't think they're going to be anywhere near what you're used to seeing out of them.
They got the running game, right? Andy Reid don't like to run the ball anyway. What's his name? Of course, Sammy Watkins is still hurt. Tyreek Hill is playing pretty good, and Kelsey's real good, but I mean, and then Matt Moore throwing a ball. The offensive line isn't really all that good, and their defense is not much better than it was last year. So, I mean, on paper, the Packers are going to be able to throw the ball, run the ball, and then shut down Kansas City's offense. So, just the only thing going against it's a Sunday night game on the road in KC. So that's the
only thing. That's the only issues there.
Correct. So, I mean, I got no problem taking the Packers minus the 4. That's right. A big point, though. I mean, I'd be much more comfortable with 3 versus the 4. But
right. What do you think about the Jaguars at home against the Jets?
I like the Jags.
What's that?
We're big Dirk Diggler fans.
Dig it. Dirk Diggler Minshew. He won again last week.
He did.
Solid. What other rookie is out there winning, going 500? Winning 3, they're 3-4.
He's playing better than your boy in Cleveland.
Yeah, for sure.
Baker. For sure. So, I mean, he's playing. He's top half of the league. He might be top, we can go through the quarterbacks. He'd be certainly top 15 for sure.
And I like that you took the Lions, because we put our faith in Jones for the first time ever last week, and he let us down.
Yeah, that was again. I'm telling you, he's regressing, and he's going to turn the ball over at least twice for sure. Maybe a fumble and maybe more. He might twice.
So right now we got the Vikings, Bills, Lions, Jags, Colts, Texans, Green Bay, and the Dolphins.
How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I missed one. Say them again.
Vikings, Bills, Lions, Jags, Colts, Texans, Green Bay, and the Dolphins.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 8. It's a 6-2 for sure. No doubt.
What about the Panthers getting 5.5? I know we've been kind of I've been a believer in the 49ers, and you have not. I don't know if you're believing in them now, but the Carolina Panthers have been playing pretty solid. I would like to take more points in this NFL, like we talked about before. It's so inconsistent, but we're laying a lot of wood here. We got 7-7-6 Colts, and then we're getting the 14.5 with the Dolphins, but that's the Dolphins.
It's not. I mean, they're not going to go 16-0. Obviously, I'm still not sold on the. That was a big trade, though. It's got Emmanuel Sanders. I think that was a good trade. They finally have a professional receiver. They got a good offensive line and a good defensive line. So, but they're not going to win them all. So I got no problem taking the points there.
Just to take a game with some points here, Panthers.
I like the Panthers. I like. I told you I like that kid Allen.
Yeah. Have they lost? Have they lost since he's been in?
No.
Right.
Yeah, not. They're 5-2.
Right. All right, cool. Well, there we go. We got nine plays. Vikings, Bills, Lions, Jags, Colts, Panthers, Texans, Green Bay, and the Dolphins.
Love it. Love it. Winners.
Winners, my man. Winners. And don't forget, you can check out our baseball, NBA, and hockey picks on Instagram every day at #winners. We got #winners up there on our Instagram.
#winners, baby.
Dig it. So, all right, that's our picks, man. Hopefully we get some winners this week. We've been playing pretty good the last few weeks. We had a rough start early in the season, but these last few weeks we're coming around to college, getting back a little bit in the NFL, and we've been doing pretty good in baseball.
Yeah. We're on fire in hockey, undefeated in hockey.
Two. We got two.
2-0, baby. 2-0.
That's all right. And that's baseball, all right. It's going to be a long season.
NBA, we're 1-1.
Dig it.
I guess that's technically a loss we had today.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Hopefully we're 2-2 at the end of the night.
Right. We will be. No doubt. Positive. PMA.
Want to thank John Grove for the bumper music. Again, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Check out all of our picks and monitors and see how we do against the other handicappers at sportswatchmonitor.com. We're on TuneIn Radio. Webb, say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye, people. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend.
Hey, man, let's keep it going. Tell some friends. Let's get it going. We need more listeners. We need more people involved in the Facebook, in the Instagram, in the Twitter, all that stuff. So thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. Tell some friends. Weber, peace out.
Be good, brother.